Oi, lovely, you're listening to Doc Sport.
And I shall be your host. My name is Humphrey Peterson. You may want to call me Huffy Piked.
I was looking for a podcast to listen to that I enjoy and learn something from regarding updates and also beginner friendly, something between design and coding, And I had a trouble finding one that is right sometime back in 2017, 2018. So then I came up with the idea to go ahead and start my own podcast, and that was it.
Alrighty, this is Humphrey Peterson, and welcome to another episode of DocSport. In this episode, we're going to be discussing Bootstrap as a framework and a library that you can use to get up to speed with developing or building themes for real-world applications. Previously on this podcast, I was talking about Figma and did something because it looks great, and I feel like there's still more to do in order to get a firm grip on using Figma. There are a lot of tutorials to keep on watching, and yeah, previously I did something by just sheer intuition. Subsequently, what I do is, after this one, we'll get back. We will detail back into our Figma sort of episodes, and I'll talk about how to use Figma to add interactivity in a more friendlier or a more realistic way. That's something that makes sense, rather than just doing something novelty that feels new to everyone. There is a law about familiarity that people are more likely to respond positively to something they've seen before, compared to something that is just novelty and novel and just too new. And the way we respond to new things, either wow or run away. So the first time you see something and that is new, it might feel weird, and you might want to turn away. But if you get to understand it by consistently using or persistently trying something out with it, then you get a hang of it, and then you get familiar. But aside from feeling familiar, you want to have something that is useful and functional. So we are kind of juggling the two, familiarity and functionality. We want to do something that is familiar and functional, and that is what most UX should be about. Makes sense, not just making sense, but also look aesthetically appealing. So in order to get these things, it takes a lot of work and takes a lot of trials and errors. And if you want to cut out all the trials and errors and difficulties, then today's podcast is for you. On today's podcast, I'll be discussing the usefulness of a popular framework that has been around for a while. It's been around for a long time, as far back as 2012. So I was playing and fidgeting with the idea of getting into designing web applications, and fidgeting and playing around with WordPress back in 2010. And officially I got into web design in 2012, where I started messing around with Bootstrap. So Bootstrap has been like my toy, my Lego pieces. It comes up like in the library, so I have a lot of snippets to play around with and to try to customize and make something meaningful out of it. And I got into an earlier career of customizing Bootstrap designs. So if you weren't going to go Tailwind, you want to stick to the old Bootstrap, and I'm the guy to call in such a case. So it mostly takes about 3 days, and whilst I was in a very active role of customizing Bootstrap components. Depends on what you're looking for. You see a component in Bootstrap library, you want someone to make it look the way you want it. These days there are components there, because thankfully we have React, and there are ways to do that. Sometimes you have AI doing that for you, doing the customization, and sometimes you can use a tool online to change the color for the user interface element in Bootstrap, using Bootstrap. So my job was stolen away from me by the new developments, the updates, you have AI, and I don't often get customization gigs as before, but then that means I have to up my game, not just doing color changes and things like that, but actually getting more hardcore into building components or adding on components onto Bootstrap. And that's what I've been striving for. At first I was a bit confused and depressed, because now then you don't get that gigs, you don't get gigs coming through as in some times past it would have. The flux of gigs are in there, they always give gigs to work on, but then it's the complexion of it has changed a bit. And you would, if you're listening to me and you want to get into this sort of gigs, you would have to be providing something extra, and it's a bit different and a bit more like stuck up more for less. And yeah, we will both be good to go to get gigs. So that is the little background from where I came from, and I started veering away from just changing colors and borders and corner radius to something more like bringing paper or bringing visual effects, or adding illusions to UI interfaces to make it real, look like and you would have paper in real life. So I worked with a popular agency somewhere back in 2016 and up until now. So, and it's been off and on with that agency. They are very great at Bootstrap. They make a whole business out of Bootstrap. If you haven't heard about Creative Team, I believe you're hearing from here about Creative Team. They have a lot of teams that you can choose from, and if you wish to customize them, you can hit me up. Previously I was with Creative Team from 2016 all the way up to 2020, and I've been back and forth. We keep a relationship going for good things to happen. So even though you don't see me on there on the website or being like publicized, yeah, you can find me now. Here I go rambling, talking about a lot of things, about things that were done in the past. And then I've been often shy or kind of timid about publicizing a lot of works or even going forward or stepping up to take on a lot of gigs in the past. And now time has caught up with me, and I've kind of grown, matured past that sort of ideas, and I think a lot of waste not going forward earlier, not speaking really about what I do and how I work and my expertise. And sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's not difficult at all. I take it as something that I do and I enjoy doing. It's difficult when you don't know what the client or the customer exactly wants. That means you are playing the guess game. So you're going to try to provide by industry standard something that you envisage they would like, and then you put it out there and they like this and you don't like that. and they want these changes. And yeah, I'm all for the changes. I enjoy, I'm the guy you will call for changes, because I keep changing. I can change and modify to the point where it's no longer resembles the previous, or you have no idea what was the kernel or what was the basic thing I modified. So it became something more of like something I enjoyed doing, and I didn't really bother about the pay, where the pay or the gig was a good fit or not. And yeah, that had its negative sides. If you will take on any job and not really consider whether it's a good fit or not, then you would rather not take that job. You rather want to build yourself up for any job, or for specific jobs that will meet your bottom line, help you meet your bottom line. And we all know what the bottom line is: put food on the table, take care of family, make ends meet. So yeah, and also make friends make good friends of the customers that you get to work with. Yeah, it makes the magic work, it makes the magic happen in your life. So in hindsight, a lot of things were good, and there were things that, you know, obviously wasn't so great. And I've always been talking about changes, and I get hit by situations and I'm not even able to maintain the podcast for a while. But then I'm resolute all the time that with a little chance that I get, I would want to make use of it to share a podcast. And no, although this podcast has been about Bootstrap, I'm just sharing with you here my experience with Bootstrap. And there are things that I publicize and there are things that I not publicize. And I like to be a free thinker in the sense that I can think over it, ponder about what I would do with what I have in hand. And now let's dwell on Bootstrap. So Bootstrap is a library, a CSS and JS library by Twitter. So it's previously was often referred to as the Twitter Bootstrap, which is the library upon which Twitter website, sorry if I said Twitter is a Twitter website, but Twitter is what it is a website. And a website that has other applications on it, and it has applications on it, and it's a web application somehow. Whether you call it social application, and it also has other applications on other platforms that you can use to connect to the website. So essentially, Twitter is a website. If you're in doubt, I've told you, and it's a website that has applications on it, and the applications need interface for it to be open or to have a public facing thing that will allow you to interact with all the other applications that are embedded on there. So you need to visit there and create an account, and then do all the times that you are there, you're actually communicating with applications on our website. And essentially that's the same thing with Facebook and yada yada, but here we are dwelling on Twitter because we are talking about Twitter Bootstrap. And Twitter Bootstrap is a powerful library to keep in your arsenal of tools to build websites and are great looking and aesthetically pleasing to the eyes. Great looking or aesthetically pleasing to the eyes, without a lot of effort. much effort has got to come from you customizing it. And now there are applications or tools online that allows you to customize that with what I will call the lightweight customization, like changing fonts, changing colors, changing border sizes and border radius. That's fine. Changing shadows, shadow colors, changing colors, changing theme, accent colors. Those are lightweight customization. What I call heavyweight customization is like changing the type of gradient, changing the layout, changing the behavior of items, adding in different sort of scripts to control video and slideshows, adding in animations, adding in motion, adding in so many other things you can put inside, like adding on components and the rest. So that is Bootstrap customization for you. Lightweight is easy and it is free. You can have some tool do it for you, but heavyweight customization requires an expert, because the moment you start changing or messing around with Bootstrap, a lot of things are bound to break, because there are foundational units, foundational figures or numbers that you need to have in your mind and at the tip of your hands or on top of your head, in order to meaningfully customize your Bootstrap, your Twitter Bootstrap theme with a custom CSS and SAS. Probably you can use SAS. Well, I've been working with SAS for about 8 years, and so I understand how to build modular CSS and make it perform magic. But then when you're using Bootstrap, you need the numbers, you need to know what is beneath the foundation, went into the foundation for you to modify it. And I've been modifying, or I've been able to do that successfully, only that I worked and then I didn't promote myself. I think that is one of the disadvantages I put myself through, that it was really helpful. So I put myself through a lot of disadvantages by not self-promoting, not putting out a pleasant dribble. I felt this tense whenever I think about, or I thought about dribble and putting out the right content that depicted exactly my capabilities. So when you look at my Behance, it's blank. Look at my my dribble, it's blank. Rather, I can write, because that was my first love, like writing stories or writing things that affected me, but then also looking across to find out things that affect people. Since I've had very few encounters or interactions with a lot of people, whenever I wanted to do something, wasn't because I wasn't drawing from a kind of selfish perspective, but just keeping safe, because if you talk about or you want to discuss an issue or a matter pertaining to someone else or pertaining to a certain community, and you have very scanty information about them or understanding, then you might get into trouble inadvertently. And so what I do is stick to the safe things, safe things that I've encountered and things that I'm 100% certain that they are unique to me. And so if you're listening to something I've run into, encountered, and I know they are unique to me, and you can also do like fetch from when you encounter such things that are similar or familiar, and or share some kind of similarities with you and you can relate, then I know, yeah, I'm just not alone in this, but that I'm because of what I've shared here, you also found something you can relate to and build upon. And yeah, we can connect on social media. You can always follow me on Twitter. There is the two Twitter accounts pertaining to this podcast or that associated with this podcast. That is myself, my Huffy Pie Pop, my Huffy Pie Twitter handle, and on my Dogsport, it is Dogsport. The Dogsport, yeah, simple Dogsport, DUXPOD. So now that Dogsport is the, that's the Twitter handle for this podcast. And also, if you want to connect with me personally, then you do so via the at Huffy Pie Twitter handle. Yeah, today I've rambled a lot, so I know. I'm just talking about bootstrap and my experience and my background into bootstrap, and why sometimes I have different accents, because sometimes, yeah, I feel more English, and sometimes I feel more American, sometimes I feel myself, and I just share emotions. You get what I'm like by the emotions, you get different accents and you get different tonations and you get different confidence. And I only think about life in this aspect, that you want to give up the best of yourself every time, and if anything like that is missing or is inadequate, it feels awful. I feel awful coming or recording or producing content and doing anything at all. But then you're growing, like we are growing. I say when I got into web design and all this, I was about 8 years younger. Now I'm no longer 8 years younger. I'm 8 years older, and it prompts me that there are certain things that we will have to change, or I would have to change drastically in order to make a meaningful life. Like, be happy, make my customers happy, make you happy, make a meaningful living, stop the back and forth, stop like exhausting finances, and stop cutting out the nonsense. Like you need some time to do the right things and cut out a lot of nonsense in your life, so that you can live happily and like build a happy family. So yeah, henceforth, yeah, it's still, because I've got experience in some bootstrap, I wanted to share bootstrap, something on bootstrap. I've rambled in this so much that I think we need another episode to really straighten out all the kinks within the topic bootstrap that I just shared. If I've I erred in any way by sheer expression, if I said things I shouldn't say, if I omitted things I should have said, please forgive me. This podcast is free, and is also intended to make friends, more friends. And if you have anything you would like to share by, like, or you wish I talk about, you have any bootstrap specific concerns or like bootstrap specific questions you wish to ask, or a project you think will be a great fit to work along, to make the modifications for you, build out layouts that are aesthetically beautiful, adding components, do it plain vanilla, plain old vanilla, plain old vanilla HTML and CSS and JavaScript, or do it React, build React components for you, tailored to meet your specifications for your project, I know that you can easily go through Figma and use a plugin to create this, but then you can have it hand coded right from the VS Code, maybe right from Sublime Text or Text Editor, or any choice that I choose or I feel like using on a day, and have it in HTML right off from the scratch without using Figma or anything. What you can get me do is some hand drawn sketches and a clear briefing of what you wish to be done, and I take it from there. There were some instances where I had felt very like there was so little information given, and I'd be thinking in many directions. And with time, I built the experience to realize that it is not what I think, but what should be done. Choose one based on the briefing. Choose one specific direction that I can take and just go and go very far quickly, so that I can have works to show and to see if even it's. If it is the right thing, and so I can iterate or change quickly to what it should be. So I've rambled. I believe the rambling has got to stop, and I'd like to say thank you for listening. It's been just a moment I've wanted to really clear it out and share with you. If you listen to my podcast, this is the first day. Well, I believe you heard so much, and I consider you an important part of this podcast series. Please do stop by to listen, to share your comments, to connect on Twitter, and to say hi whenever, like. Whenever you wish to, and you know, if you got a project you think would be a great fit, we can start the talks. You can also be featured on here if you wish to join me on here. I think I owe someone who should be on this podcast. A call or an invitation. I have to speak to someone. It just reminded me when I said it, and I will definitely get in touch with that person, and hopefully you have that person also on this podcast. And forgive me, anyone out there on Twitter, anywhere, any place where there's been this kind of misunderstanding, Discord or miscommunication. Sometimes you say things and there are, it's not even what you say, but then there are some times where you omit certain things or avoid certain things, and it becomes problematic because there is a misunderstanding or there's an expectation that's not met. And I always like it when, even though there is a misunderstanding, we can all vent out where it seems like we lost each other, and we can then find each other and then make magic happen. All right, so that's it. Now I finally end this podcast, and I call it an episode on Bootstrap. But it is more than just an episode on Bootstrap. It's an episode about my experience with Bootstrap and what Bootstrap has changed into, and the updates. Now there are AI tools that you can use to do customizations. I'm not mentioning any, but then there is a good call on that I and there are any I can recommend or mention, I will mention. And so if you were to call me up for modification, there are these things that I may not be always I may not be looking at working on, like theme color changes and all that, theme color or accent colors and changing of border lines and all that. If it looks so easy and you think an AI bot somewhere can do it, I think it's great. If you would want to pass that on to me to do it and like offer me a gig and a job and a sort of income, I gladly take that. But then I'm mostly also looking at advanced customization that includes creating or building components from the scratch that cannot be found in the Twitter Bootstrap library. On this note, I say bye for now and stay blessed. Hope to catch you in the next one. Enough with the rambling from me, and you have a pleasant weekend. I recorded this on the weekend, so if I'm saying weekend, I wish you all a weekend, a happy weekend with happy times with your family. And always remember what's important, or the bottom line. The bottom line is making life comfortable, making life peaceful for your family, and put food on the table, make friends, live happily, always remain cheerful, those kind of things. That's what I'm going to leave you on that note. Catch you in the next one. Bye for now. And the next one is also going to be about Bootstrap, but just I'm going to use that to cleanse this one of all the rambling and do something on Bootstrap that helps, like kind of puts organizes all the right things you should know. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.